Fred at School Show. Fred at School Show.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Gonzalo Suarez, and you're listening to the last English language programme from the delegation of schools making the Fred at School project possible in Spain. During our national show, we presented the first edition of Madrid's first international film festival, called Film Madrid, together with one of its directors, Nuria Cuba. The event is running in Spain's capital these days, between June the 5th, the 5th and June the 13th. Later in the show, we had the chance to discuss about accessibility with one of the most renowned experts on the field in Europe, Pilar Orero, who has also played a key role in Fred at School at its development stage. Finally, Sergio Clavero agreed to explain in our micro what his film literacy program at Urusha Films is about. Clavero's initiative was named the best film literacy project in Spain by the country's Education and Culture Office. But before and after those three inspiring interviews, we shared and analysed what the Spanish students had to say about the fourth and last film of this first edition of Fred at School, Italian director Andrea Segre's first fiction feature film, Io Sono Lì, whose international title is Shun Li and the Poet.
Shun Li, an immigrant from China, works in a textile factory in the outskirts of Rome. She's trying to legalize her situation to bring her 8-year-old son to Italy. Unexpectedly, she's sent to Chioggia, a town located on an island in the Venetian lagoon, to work as a waitress in a bar. There she meets Bepi, a Slavic fisherman nicknamed the Poet. The relationship established is a relationship of friendship and support. Their cultures are different, but not very distant. The trouble is that neither the Chinese nor the locals accept this relationship, and they will try to separate them.
After three films often reviewed as harsh, unsubstantial, or uninteresting, Io Sono Lì's peaceful atmosphere and gentle plot managed to bring our young public and the European cinema back together.
In my opinion, this is the film I like the most compared to the other three we've seen because of the filming and the images that have a very good quality, and then also the music that matches perfectly with the theme of the film. And finally, the main actress that is very different to the other actors on the other films we've seen. And it's a Chinese girl that she's very quiet and calm. Although she doesn't speak a lot, she's very expressive. And on the other hand, the only thing I didn't understand is the end, because it's a little bit inconclusive.
And I think the film shows that friendship is more important than the difference of cultures and origins.
I agree with Natalia when it comes to that the actors were very expressive, because with very little words, she expresses a lot, and you could guess what was her feeling only with her face. And also that the main themes are the friendship that is very important, and also that we are not aware that there are a lot of immigrants in other countries that have to work a lot and do a lot of sacrifices.
Somebody likes in fact that they mix the Chinese and Italian cultures because they are totally different. That film has so much undertone, and we felt strong emotions because we see similar cases in Spain. There are a lot of Asiatic people that come to try to get a better life. They are humble people. They don't know our language, so they have to make an extra effort to learn and adapt. On the other hand, we wonder why all the films are based on immigration. We think they are more interesting themes for an European film.
I found this film exciting, and I like it because the end of the film was unpredictable.
Those of the class who don't like the film is mostly because of the main topic in the plot. We believe it's the same as in the other films of the project. Some students think that the scenes such as the Tai Chi on the beach do not add anything to the story.
I personally didn't like the film, but I agree with all my partners. I think that this fourth film is the best one that we saw. I personally like the part when Shun Li met his son again, and I think that this part is the most emotive part of the film, because also the music makes it more emotional. I think that all the music of the film was very good. I think it's the best music of all the four things, films. And in my opinion, it was the most emotional film.
In my opinion, this is the best film compared to the other three we have seen. Some mates share this opinion, and they say that the message that the film wants to transmit is very similar to Illegal. On the other hand, there are other mates who haven't enjoyed the film very much. They say that there are some scenes and moments where it was difficult to follow the story. I personally think that Io Sono Lì was the best film of the project, and Illegal the second best.
As far as we know, these two films are indeed the favourite ones among our students, but we'll have to wait some weeks to know which one will eventually be chosen as the best film of Fredded School this season. Although the selection of films intended to be as varied and diverse as possible, the students in the school Maria Mediadora found several similarities among Illegal, Academia Platanos, It Slipped I, and Io Sono Lì.
I think that all the films reflect the differences between the foreigners and the people who have born in a place and the difficulties that they have to live every day.
All the films are about immigrants in other countries and all are awful because are slowly and there aren't plots.
These films were educated me two things, the trade and the life of the immigrants in Europe. And the last, it doesn't have to a lot of money to do a good film.
The four films try to teach values, talking about topics related to immigration.
All the movies have in common the family is broken.
The characters have some problems with the family and the work.
I think all the main characters are foreigners.
The students in Avenida de los Toreros also shared some of the views on Fredded School and their ideas on the type of cinema this project promotes.
I'd like to point out a couple of things about the type of cinema Fredded School promotes and that makes it so different from the commercial one. In the four movies, the actors were not stars. Directors were completely unknown to us and the budgets were really low. Moreover, unlikely the Hollywood movies, we have never seen men and women with perfect bodies who have fascinating personalities and live in paradise.
Thanks to this project, we have had the chance to get to know different cultures and different ways to tell stories. It has also been great to comment on them with our mates, share opinions and agree on what to include in the clips. We have learned how other people live, known about their problems and the different ways directors, cameramen, and script writers have to show all that to the audience. It is completely different from the American or commercial cinema, but we don't mean that it is better or worse, it's just different.
It is interesting to see that the focus from the students is on the topics of the films, in other words, the content, rather than the kind of filmmaking tradition they're part of, that is, the form. Whether this is the normal path towards the appreciation of all the different creative features a film can display or not, is part of the analysis of the whole project, which will be delivered during a conference in London on July the 2nd. So far, Spanish students have seemingly become more attentive to some features such as plots, interpretations and music scores, and less to others such as photography, editing or costumes. We can't wait to see what the results of the research carried out by the Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona will be. This is all from us. I'm very thankful to Avenida de los Toreros, María Mediadora, Pedro Salinas and Angeleta Ferrer, our schools this year, for having taken part in this fast and hard yet wonderful ride. Thank you for listening and stay tuned in Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.